With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon is the goal of tomorrow's diplomatic talks with Iran officials. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, who is traveling with the president, has details.
When it comes to Iran, the president says the goal is simple.
I want Iran to be a wonderful, great, happy country, but they can't have a nuclear weapon.
The president says he prefers a diplomatic solution, even as he warns that Iran will face great danger if talks don't go well. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Even as China doubles down on its public posture against President Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods, Asian expert Gordon Chang says China will ultimately lose the battle. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Chang says America holds all the cards in this standoff.
Yeah, the only thing that China really can do at this point is to intimidate President Trump, to force him to back down. I don't think that our president is going to surrender, though, because he does know that the U.S. market can't be replaced. It is the world's largest. I think President Trump is going to win this, but it is going to be a close contest because the Chinese, as they say, they lose their economy if they lose this tariff war.
Gordon Chang's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNnews.com, stocks jumped in another manic day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 1.8% Friday after veering between gains and losses to a close to a historic week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went from an early loss of nearly 340 points to a gain of 810 points before closing with a gain of 619 points. The NASDAQ composite rose 2.1%. You'll find more on these stories plus other news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington reports the killing continues in Nigeria.
Another 60 Christians have been slain by radical Muslim Fulani herdsmen in the country's restive north, where believers have been under siege for more than a decade. In addition to the dead, nearly 400 homes were destroyed by the Fulani and 1,000 people displaced. In fact, two Muslim radical groups are operating in Nigeria these days, and between them, they've killed tens of thousands of Christians while the government seems incapable of responding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to a pair of recent studies, nearly 40% of black workers feel comfortable talking about their faith with people at work, the highest of any racial group. In addition, black Americans are more likely than other racial groups to display or wear religious symbols, such as jewelry or head coverings. However, many black Christians fear that talking about their faith at work will lead to condemnation or even discrimination. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent John Scott has an update on an oil spill.
Workers have recovered thousands of gallons of crude oil from an underground pipeline spill on North Dakota farmland. However, the owner of the line says it remains unclear when oil will again start flowing to refineries. South Bow is still investigating the cause of the spill along its pipeline near Fort Ransom, North Dakota, about 60 miles southwest of Fargo. The spill released an estimated 3,500 barrels onto farmland. John Scott reporting.
Officials say three people died and one was injured when a small plane crashed Friday morning in South Florida near a major interstate highway and pushed a car onto railroad tracks. Boca Raton fire rescue officials say the plane crash that killed all three people on board emitted a fireball when it hit the ground, injuring a person in a nearby car. Several roads near the Boca Raton airport remain closed near I-95. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines at srnnews.com.